WKLO Louisville, it's 5 o'clock. This is Shirley Smith.
He's an obscenity.
Will you have free speech?
Genocide of the white race is the greatest obscenity. Genocide of the white race is the greatest obscenity. Don't we all have free speech?
We've seen what this filth has done in the past years, and now you give him the publicity that he asks for. It's an obscenity. He's an obscenity, and it's obscene to give him the publicity that he asks.
That's what happened at a program promoting understanding between the races this morning. Mayor Harvey Sloan and County Judge Todd Hollenbach had planned the event so that business, church, labor, and civic groups could sign a Declaration of Independence from bigotry. All was going along as planned, with the group members filing up to put their signatures on the document when a man who called himself a Nazi stood up. He and Louisville attorney Alan Liebson wound up in a shouting match. If you're on the Watterson Expressway westbound right now near Taylor Boulevard, you are in the middle of a big traffic jam. That has cars backed up so much the school board has asked parents to be notified. The children riding in buses going that way might be from 45 minutes to an hour late getting home. No buses were involved, however. Claudine is charged, Harris drops out, and the asparagus talk. Those stories coming up on KLO.
The Courier-Journal gives you the most thorough coverage of the world, the nation, and Kentuckiana, including sports news every morning. But now we've added more new features and columns of special interest to readers in Kentucky and Indiana. Tomorrow in Accent, Scott Hammond of the U of L Film Institute takes a look at the movie Bugs Bunny Superstar and concludes the Bugs Bunny cartoons were really made for adults and not for children. TV critic James Dussard tells how you can get radio broadcast of distant Major League Baseball games not carried by local radio stations. Drama critic William Moots reviews the opening night performance of the new Actors Theater production of The Sunshine Boys. And sports will carry a complete report of the first Colonels-Pacers playoff game. Start your day with coffee in the Courier. It's the best way to find out more about the world before you have to step out into it. For home delivery, call 582-4100.
Singer-actress Claudine Longet was formally charged with felony manslaughter today in the shooting death of the man she lived with, ex-pro ski champion Vladimir Spider Sabic. Her ex-husband Andy Williams was at her side in the Aspen, Colorado courtroom. Democrat Fred Harris says he's dropping out of the remaining primaries because of a lack of money, but he is still a candidate for president, he says. And former Kentucky Governor Burt Combs clashed with the head of the Federal Mine Safety Program today over the conduct of a hearing into the causes of the two Scotia Coal Company mine explosions last month that killed 26 men. Lieutenant Governor Thelma Stovall predicted today that the question of rescinding Kentucky's ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment will not come up at a special session of the General Assembly later this year, and Louisville Police Chief John Niven says the results of an investigation of a possible connection between four city police officers and six shooting incidents last week in the West End should be known by this weekend. When's the last time you talked to an asparagus or sipped on free apple cider or listened to some good old country music? Well, if you were out at the Food Day celebration at 6th and Hill today, it hasn't been very long. Those were just a few of the features out there at the annual celebration. Displays, booths, demonstration, and as I previously mentioned, students from Knoll Middle School dressed up like fruits and vegetables were all there to commemorate National Food Day. KLO reporter Beverly Harold was out there too, and she stopped by an organic food booth to talk to its operator, Larry Taylor.
Basically, this is a booth that exhibits such things as natural grains, organically grown, such as mung bean sprouts. And as you can see, we have quite a bit of propaganda about making your own bread at home and things like that. Yeah, save a lot of money making it yourself.
The purpose of Food Day is to gain a public awareness of food-related problems in the world. KLO Sports, the Kentucky Colonels have a game tonight against the Indiana Pacers, beginning a best-of-three tournament to see who goes up against Denver in the ABA semifinal action. And Kentucky running back Sonny Collins has been selected by the Atlanta Falcons in the second round of National Football League draft.